Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the State City Radio. If you're not listening to Dead City Network, chances are you're not even listening to the radio.
How's it going, folks? And thank you for tuning in to Dead City Radio. Today is Friday, and we're kicking off the first of the month here in June. And I know everybody's pretty much excited about the summer here. So, without any further ado, I am your host for tonight, or today, wherever you're at in the world right now, the co-host of Dead City Radio, Dr. B. And once again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in with me. Now, before we get started, please promote this show throughout the internet and make sure that you promote it, you know, on social media, and follow us on Gab and Twitter, because King Ed Undead and I, King Ed Undead is a good friend of mine, so yeah, he's posting content here and there, and so do I. But I post content frequently, as you can tell if you were to be on my Gab. I mean, it's, hold on a second. Excuse me, folks, I had to deal with this crap. I mean, it's life out there. And nobody needs to deal with, you know, bad things in life. But hey, you're listening to the show, you're listening to things happening, so deal with it. I mean, who am I to say it should be stopped? Anyways, let's go ahead and continue on, shall we? Follow us on Gab and Twitter, MLP_Bristle, and King and Undead, all one word, no underscores, et cetera, et cetera. Look, I'm just irritated because, you know, Templeton and all the dogs that I'm looking after, they go crazy sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get me wrong. They're happy to see me or someone else in the house, preferably family and friends. So, yeah. They'll be happy to bark and they'll go crying. You know, all the normal mundane stuff. So, today's Friday, and we don't have a former subject to discuss as we tend to do in the majority of our shows out there. I mean, good Lord. And the last time King and Undead did an episode was about was Undertale. And if I look back into my archives, I would see that King Undead, he did an Underverse 0.3 Part 1 Revamped Reaction. You can check that out on the archives of Dead City Radio or Dead City Network in general. And, of course, I know I got a lot of callers out there, and they're just hanging or chilling or whatever. But a lot of anonymous has gone off because, you know what I'm saying? Hold on a second. I'll be right back. I'm back, folks. Apparently someone has complained that I'm being too loud or whatever, but don't mind that. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about, okay? It's Friday night. Everybody should be relaxing or having fun or whatever the crap. Anyways, we got one caller who just dropped off. Oh, what happened? Someone dropped off because, yeah, that's a bunch of trolls, cyberbullies, and assholes on the internet. I knew they were scared because I'm getting serious out there. Maybe people should get to know me better. I don't forget what they did. Anyways, let's go ahead and bring up one caller over here. And hopefully this is my co-host, my good King and Undead. Let's see, King and Undead, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am here. What's up?
Oh, thank God. Oh, yeah, I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I was going to schedule a broadcast for tonight. Well, not for 11 p.m. And it's good I made a good time choice, midnight. I actually plan on doing one here soon. I'm doing another reaction broadcast, believe it or not. And it's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's been really announced anywhere besides Discord, but Well, yeah.
Yeah. It's good that you're doing another reaction thing. I mean, I haven't done much this week other than it's like trying to, you know, get into where I can, you know, I plan on working for the library sooner or later, and of course, it's going to be a real good opportunity for me, so, and full disclosure, it's not going to be like you get paid to do this, but it's a valuable thing to add to a resume. Like, when I really get a job, you know, volunteering gives you work experience just as internships do.
Yeah, you're right. You've been working hard, I can tell.
That's working right. Hard. And I used to interview, you know, just yesterday, and there was not a lot of questions. It took like 5 minutes to do that.
For sure, for sure. Well, I've been working at my own job. That's why I haven't been doing too many broadcasts. But since I had a free day off, I thought, you know what, I'm going to do a broadcast. And since there was a broadcast, there was an animation I was going to watch scheduled for today. I'm planning to, I got to make it, by the way. I see your callers are back.
Oh, yeah. We got 4 callers so far, including 3 anonymous and area code 973.
That's cool. Looks like they all came back. Well, I mean, do what you want, but, I mean, you can, yeah, make, you can keep me on the horn if you want. Just keep me here. Don't mute me or anything. I'm going to schedule the broadcast because I'm having some difficulty scheduling it for some reason.
Yeah, no problem. All right. Let's see. Yeah, it's like I said on the broadcast, we'll be discussing, you know, random stuff today because we don't have any formal stuff to talk about. Whatever you want to talk about, folks, is whether you want to talk about games, movies, pop culture, the internet, whatever you want to talk about, it's a Friday night. Like, in true capitalist radio terms, baller Friday. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to take some calls. Yeah.
Yeah, go on ahead and take some calls. I'm not in the calling queue. I'm kind of scheduling the next broadcast, and I'll make sure to share that around as well.
All right, no problem. So, yeah, and as long as nobody's being an asshole towards me, then nobody gets kicked off. I know you're a good friend of mine, Canada, so I'm not worried about you. No.
Yeah, I'm a good friend.
Yeah.
Actually, believe it or not, people see me as one of the most trustworthy people around, so.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah. Anyways, we'll take it from the top. So we got 973. You're on the air. You got anything to say?
Oh, Eddie and Jacob, let's go to the Japanese forest and meet the Paul brothers. It's going to be so awesome.
Oh, Lord. Do you hear that?
Yeah. Paul Brothers? Oh, what the?
Oh, fuck the Paul Brothers, man. They're freaking, what I like to call normies. I don't like normies. And really, normies tend to do stupid stuff like, you know, going into the Suicide Force like they did.
Reminds
me of a funny picture, though, where Jake Paul discovered a hung-up corpse of Sayori. I remember that picture. Someone shared that with me on Facebook. That was fun.
I also remember that Logan Paul, speaking of Paul brothers, you know, Logan Paul had like a comb over hair, and I thought that was silly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, actually, the most silliest hairstyle you can have is that typical normie pineapple hair, you know? The one with like the raised up frontal. Like, it's raised up. It's, you can see the entire forehead and whatever. It's fucking ridiculous. But yeah.
Yeah, it's like their mind state is like that of, say, a 5-year-old when they try to get a haircut, or, you know, they'll just overdo it. Like, if someone's trying to get rid of the bangs and they go beyond a certain length or a certain location of a hairline, it's going to extend to where the scalp is revealing. I mean, that's just, it's freaking silly, you know, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason.
Yeah, there's a reason why people go to beauty school is to learn to properly cut hair.
Oh, yeah, I've seen people that are, well, there's this little career center that I used to go to. We had all these women, and, yeah, they were all women. They were cutting people's hair and all that. That was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I've almost got the broadcast in. Are there any other callers?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we got four anonymouses on the line, so I'll start with the first one. Hey, Anonymous, you got something to say tonight?
Come to Seagull Valley, Jesus, what do you expect? Welcome to Kytran. What do you do, Kytran? And welcome to Kytran. Today we're starting out with a pretty sad one. As many of you guys know, everything's
oh,
really
no.
About his abusive relationship.
Jesus Christ, not Ty Blue, a chipmunk Ty Blue. Great. It's still
Ty Blue.
They've been
old news. Yeah,
it's old news because actually, did you know that Ty Blue's channel, YouTube channel, is dead?
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. It's 8 months dead. It's funny. I know. It's and they still talk about Ty Blue like he's like a modern thing. Nah, he's like 2016, 2017. I'm sorry.
Yeah, who cares about Ty Blue? It's like, who cares about Chris Chan? I mean, they're just like two-bit novelties for trolls and assholes on the internet.
Not Ty Blue, though. Ty Blue's just a modern trash normie idiot.
True. Anyways, we got another anonymous. You got something to say tonight?
A full-fledged scandal and more seems to reverse scares. Welcome to Tri-Train. Welcome to Tri-Train. And welcome to Tri-Train. Starting off today with a big story coming from Team Store and Rand's parents.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. What do you got to say, man?
Oh, my gosh. This is kind of like a satanic version of what you're saying or something.
No, it was Ty Blue. It was like satanic Ty Blue. You could hear him say, hey, this is Ty Blue and welcome to Ty Trends. Honestly, I just keep saying I don't give a fuck about Ty Blue. I have nothing else to add about him because he's a dead topic. He's kind of a dead horse now because like he's like rolling in his internet grave. It's funny.
Yeah, I could see why. I mean, don't these people who, you know, keep playing those Ty Blue splices or whatever, don't they have anything else better to do besides, you know, playing the same thing over and over again but with twists and turns? I mean, it's just getting ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, it looks like I got a report from Renegade, something about Ty Blue liking videos. So, apparently he likes videos. I'm going to have to check his liked videos then, or videos he's liking, because maybe he actually found an actual job, which I can be proud of. I wouldn't be surprised if he works at, like, a Starbucks or a McDonald's with, you know, the kind of attitude he has, the normie attitude that he has. It's kind of stupid, though.
Yeah. And he's like a young adult. I mean, he's in his 20s. I mean, oh my gosh, that would explain a lot about Ty Blue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I don't generally care about him, but hey, he keeps getting brought up on the broadcast. I'm like, hey, yeah, whatever. I will check, believe it or not. Now he's making me want to check the channel again. This is like the third time I'm checking his channel, and I really don't care about him. Let remove the ties. What are you talking about? Okay, let's remove the ties. You mean I'm not even wearing a tie? But if you're talking about Ty Blue, then I'm in. I mean, okay, he's already removed. He's 8 months removed. Okay, let me just check. Oh yeah, I was watching Baldi's Basics in Education and Learning. That's me. Yeah, I was I was watching some Baldi's Basics gameplays, and it looks like they got a new update, and now they got this Stephen Hawking-like character named First Prize. That's awesome. I am First Prize. I want hug.
I mean, that was before he died, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Someone saying Stephen Ty Hawking. I really don't care. Let me just check Ty Blue again. Jesus Christ. I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh, God. I don't even care. He's at 54,000 subscribers. Yay. I don't know why people care about him anymore. About channels, community playlists. Let's see. Where's his activity? I can't find his activity. Ty Blue Host, High Trends, Complete Season 1. Of course he's been losing subs. Then why do people care about the dude?
Yeah, that's a good question. Why would anyone care if they're irrelevant since after, this guy, you know, has been on YouTube since 2014. It's like 4 years ago. And if he's popular back then, he's not that popular now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what his liked videos are. I think I'm not sure if this is his last liked video. It said, he made a rap about me. C_low623diss. Then there's Yanni. There's some MMA video. There's a private video. And then there's... Yeah, these are old. iDubbbz content cop on rice gum. Yeah, I already saw that. Okay. Oh, by the way, I'm looking at miscellaneous. He has a miscellaneous playlist, and there's a picture of him drinking Clorox bleach. That's pretty funny.
Oh, my goodness. Dang.
Yeah. Anyways, I think I'll get back to the studio since I successfully finally... Tylox Bleach. He's going to be drinking Clorox Bleach. Let me just get back to the studio and take... Hold on. I think I'll be taking calls for now. Again, if you want to call in, call 657-383-1361. Again, the number that calls 657-383-1361. Who hasn't been picked up yet? Okay, here's an anonymous right here. I know. What's up?
I know, right? Big surprise. Yeah, this actually wasn't what I was planning on talking about today. I was actually planning on talking about a topic that has to do with black families, which is pretty fucked up as well. And I don't know.
Jesus Christ. There's that nightmare song. The wow wish. I've been in the wild with Ty Blue. I don't get it. I really don't. I think it's just an attempt at a sound clown, a failed attempt at a sound clown. Like, no, literally, I've heard a failed sound clown before. Like, literally, it was some guy attempting to mash up Circulation, whatever it was, that Circulation song, that instrumental, with We Are a Pirate, but it failed miserably. And then they kind of featured the Mind song, but for some odd reason, it's still in my likes list. I'm going to keep it there, but I might remove it soon because it's shitty. I don't know why I even liked it on SoundCloud, but I forgot what it was called, but it was Circulation mixed with We Are a Pirate and with, like, some hints of the Mind song. So, but it popped up when I put my, my favorites list on a shuffle, so I don't know. I mean, I have over 2,000. I think I either have over 2,000 or over 3,000 liked tracks on SoundCloud, so that's fun.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah. So we got 10 minutes. Ty Blue is a fruit. Yeah, of course he's a fruit. Anonymous, what's up?
Jesus Christ, you are stupid, LOL. Fuck you, LOL. Gee, bro, LOL, thank you, LOL. So.
Fuck you, L-E-L. Go suck my dick, L-E-L. You can go and hump a moose, L-E-L. There. You like, okay, how do you like them apples? Okay. Well, here's this last anonymous at the bottom.
Daniel from Syndigo video. The video wasn't even monetized, by the way. I don't really understand that logic, but okay. Scumbag Lech. You use other people's tragic news to get views. Scummy Scumbucket. What's good, YouTube? Scummy Scumbucket Blue here. Let's get right into the views. You're gay.
No, you're gay. I don't even know anymore. No, you're gay. Scummy. Is he talking shit about Keemstar or Scarce? I can't even tell. Well, who is he talking about, Dr. B?
When I heard the phrase of let's get right into something, that reminds me of Keemstar.
Maybe. I don't know. I think he's... I don't know why he would mock Keemstar. Him and Keemstar were friends while he was around. But I don't know. Who really knows?
Yeah. I don't care much for watching Keemstar or Scarce anymore because it's all YouTube drama BS. I mean, good Lord. Good Lord with this crap.
Yeah, good Lord. But, man, I'm sorry. I swear I've had some minor headache all day. But it's come in and out. But what I'm saying is that I don't even know. I don't watch them either anymore. I don't even know why people still bring them up, even though I don't watch Drama Alert anymore. I found a lot of new content to watch, and it's definitely different from what I watch because I don't try to pay attention to as much mainstream YouTube shit. And in fact, real mainstream YouTube shit is just shit you see on TV. Because nowadays, YouTube counts celebrities as, like, literal celebrities you see on TV as YouTubers. It's just a mockery to us because they're taking over our platform. And that's not fucking fun. It really isn't. I don't enjoy it one bit. But, yeah. You know what I mean. It's when, like, Google purchased YouTube. Like, when that happened, that's when YouTube went to shit. And then this was, like, around 2013. Like, in 2013, that's when YouTube went to shit. When it was bought out by Google, when you had all these fucking Hollywood fuckers, all these fucking mainstream fuckers, all of these people, they're all just roaming around and... And when you had forced subscriptions, like forced, I mean actual forced subscriptions for hashtag music, hashtag sports, hashtag movies, like those things. They were forced subscriptions, like starting subscriptions because Google wanted it. I blame Google, not YouTube, because YouTube is now being puppeteered by Google. And that's why I don't even know anymore. I think we should take other callers, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we should take other callers.
We should take other callers. Great. Hey, 973, what's up, man?
Oh, Eddie, I got Uncle Bernie. Hey, this is Uncle Bernie. Let's make a YouTube video with our underwear while we sing. Your fidelity coming into my D. You whatever.
What the fuck? What
Bernie
the fuck?
Sanders.
That's actually pretty funny. I can imagine that. That's so... What the fuck? Uncle Bernie singing You Are a Pirate in his underwiz. That's nice.
Yeah, the guy who calls for free education, free health care, and all that bullshit. Excuse my French. I mean, nothing's for free when you got taxpayers.
The funny thing is that when I'm trying to remember, the funny part is that he kind of did do a pirate move when he stole everyone's like money, you know, contribution money for his campaign. He stole that money. Yeah, I took your money. I took your money because I'm a pirate. Yep, I'm a socialist pirate. But, yeah, you know what I mean.
Oh,
Because, yeah, that's what pirates do. They steal. So, anyways, let's get to another anonymous.
You sound like someone jammed a pole so far up your ass that all you'll ever be known for is sodomy. Not gonna lie.
Fucking stupid. That is fucking stupid. Sodomy?
Oh.
I don't even know anymore. That's a stupid diss. Sounds like some, I don't care about Ty Blue. Anonymous. What's up?
Today we discuss H3 getting sued, Dennis CTV exposed, and more. Welcome to Ty Trends.
Yeah, your intro sucks. You know that, right? It sounds like any other normal normie trend shit. It's good your channel's dead because no one really cares about your content. And we already have Keemstar. We already have Scarce. Scarce still doing shit? I gotta check. I'll check here in a bit once we get through these row of calls. Anonymous.
Subscriber. Fist me, daddy.
No. You go kiss your own dad. I'm not your father. Anonymous. Wait, what was that? Wait, hold on.
Drama Alert Nation, I am your weekend host, Ty Blue. Guys, now I'm...
Go fuck yourself. Fuck yourself. I wanted Keemstar. I didn't want fucking Ty Blue. I was hoping for a different clip this time. It's a bit different, but it's Drama Alert hosted by Ty Blue, not free. Go screw your Ty Blue and stick your Ty Blue dildo right up your ass, man. Seriously. Oh, man, we're almost an after show. I think we'll have an after show or something. But, yeah, it looks like the queue is actually full, so I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have a random vandalism as long as everybody's on board.
Yeah, we'll have random vandalism. Yeah, if everyone's on board, we can have an episode of random vandalism or just a segment of random vandalism or whatever. First, I want to check Scarce's channel. Now, it's funny, I haven't checked if Scarce is still active, because I haven't heard from him. Actually, I haven't heard from Ty Blue, because I barely care about the dude. I might as well, or, no, not Ty Blue, fucking Keemstar. I'm sorry, you say Ty Blue so much that, whatever. So, Scarce is still doing videos. Look at this, the latest from Scarce, 2.8 million. Look at that, the last one he did was 23 hours ago. All right. Oh, and there's Lil Tay. Look at these Lil Tays. Lil Tay family exposed again. You want to know something? Actually, I do want to talk about Lil Tay in the after show. I don't want to take calls yet. So I think while it starts to get into the after show, I want to talk about Lil Tay. All right? So she's kind of a different story from she's like Daniel Bregoli, except like Daniel Bregoli Jr., except she's actually acting. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's acting. Now, she has the same attitude as Daniel Bregoli, but you got Wolf Vicky over here as well. But I'm sure she's genuine. She's a genuine, you know, silver spoon-mouthed bitch. But Lil Tay is just doing shit for her family. She's doing shit for her single whore mom. I mean, I don't know why. It's always these single fucking moms that always do this to their fucking children. They don't have a father. Like, yeah, I know, Ghost has said it before. They don't have a father. And because yeah, that's what it is. Lil Tay. Oh, yeah, this video was 2 days ago. That's nuts. The thing is that Lil Tay has a genuine side of herself that she really would like to do. I know she's trying to make her mom happy, but her mom's a fucking idiot. Have you heard her? Like, she was on Dr. Phil, and Jesus Christ. I mean, I didn't watch the entire video because some guy was commentating about it. I'm like, fuck you. I'm bored already. I could already tell that Lil Tay's mom was a fucking idiot. I don't blame Lil Tay. I blame Lil Tay's mom. Lil Tay's mom, she's just like your average single, I want to be a YouTube star, I want YouTube money mom. That's basically what she is. She's a fucking failure. She's a poor-ass bitch. And she brags about being rich when she's actually a single whore bitch. That's exactly who she is. She's a widow, and yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Sorry I had to go on that rant, but she sucks. Not Lil Tay. Lil Tay, behind Lil Tay is her mom, okay? I do want to see this scarce report, okay? I'm going to play it out. Don't you mind? Do you mind, Dr. Bristle?
I don't mind. Let's hear what he has to say.
Well, this is from Scarce.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Scarce here. Today, we have a new video. We got so much news to talk about for today, but the first story here comes from Lil Tay. Now, this is crazy, okay? Lil Tay got exposed again today, and this is for some really messed up stuff. So, SoFlo Antonio, do you guys remember SoFlo? Well, it turns out that he uploaded a video yesterday, and this video got taken down very quickly, but we were able to save the video, and SoFlo also sent it to us in DMs here. But it turns out that one of SoFlo's friends was at Lil Tay's house, and he recorded Lil Tay. Okay, keep in mind, Lil Tay is 9 years old. She is a kid at this point, okay? And she was smoking a hookah pipe at their house, dude. This is crazy. Keep in mind, her mother and her brother were sitting right there, okay? And you might ask yourself, why are we not showing this video? Well, it's actually against YouTube's terms of service. SoFlo's video got taken down almost immediately. We can't show an underage girl smoking a hookah pipe. Now, this video has been blowing up everywhere, but it's just crazy, man.
Wait.
Oh, my God. What do you guys think about this? I mean, this is messed up, dude. I mean, a 9-year-old smoking already? I don't know what was in that hoop.
So, see, this is how dumb her fucking mother is. I'm sorry, but if you look into this, her mom is fucking stupid. Letting her child smoke a hookah pipe or whatever. I'm guessing it's like a Native American pipe or something, but this mother literally let her child smoke. And you know what smoking does to your lungs? I mean, everyone should know this. Smoking damages your fucking lungs. I'm against smoking. I'm not a smoker. All right? I'm not a smoker. But smoking damages your lungs, and you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't ruin your life. You shouldn't ruin your fucking appearance because, oh, yeah, smoking's so cool. Oh, wait, it's too late. I'm addicted to it. Look, it's fucking stupid. Letting a child smoke like that is against the law. Her mom, no, Lil Tay's mom should be arrested and Lil Tay should be put in a foster home. I'm not fucking joking. She should be adopted by somebody who knows how to take care of a fucking child. Her mom is dumb. She needs to get arrested. She needs to go to jail. She's a fucking deviant. She's a fucking idiot. And she doesn't know how to take care of a fucking child. That's
yeah,
all I got to say.
Yeah, I do agree with 100%. You know, it might be like adults, if they choose to smoke, then that's their business. But to allow their children to smoke, that kind of counts as abuse. The only thing kids should be consuming is clear, fresh water, and healthy foods, not some that sugary yonsei.
Well, if you're going to give them cigarette, give them those candied cigarettes. They actually have candied cigarettes that you can buy. They're like the old-fashioned candy that are shaped like cigarettes. They're like in little cigarette boxes, but they're not like harmful. But yeah, you can get your kids those if they want a freaking, it doesn't harm them. I mean, there might be some sugar substance, but just don't feed too much to them. That's all.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that Goopy Bone from the Blog Talk Radio days was talking about. You know, giving candy cigarettes and all that.
Yeah. Now, let me see if there's anything else that's exposed about Lil Tay's family, because I want to hear more about this.
Good. But, you know, you could tell that it was not good. And her brother and her mother were right there while she was doing it. I mean, when I was 9 years old, if my mom caught me smoking, dude, what? I would be in a world of trouble. And her mom's just sitting there letting her do this. So Sofo Antonio's friend actually caught this on video. And keep in mind, Soflo's friend is only 19 years old. So Soflo's description of this video says, "This video was not filmed by me, but by my friend. Lil Tay is actually a very nice and sweet kid. The truth is, the brother is very controlling, and she is just trying to please her brother and mother."
Let me look at this. Wait. So there's a description here. It says, 9-year-old Lil Tay exposed Lil Tay smoking hookah. "This video was not filmed by me. Not, but by my friend. Lil Tay is actually very nice and sweet." Yeah, she is a nice and sweet kid. I can tell you that. Get your Templetons. Get your Templetons out of here.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
It's okay. So, Lil Tay is a nice and sweet kid. I mean, you could tell that she has feelings. She's trying to do stuff for her mother, but I think that she's being controlled not just by her mother, but also by her brother. Look at this. It also says the truth is the brother is very controlling, and she is just trying to please her brother and mother. I'm going to guess that the brother is kind of like the new father in the house, and he doesn't know shit either. I'm sure he doesn't know shit either. I don't know how old her brother is. I didn't look at the video very carefully. It was censored because it's against YouTube's terms, but God damn, why? So anyways, we will be releasing a full video explaining our engagement in entirely. We also would like to mention that Jason Lil Tay's the brother asked someone to call and threaten my friend who filmed this video. What? You know, why is the brother like this? Is this like a neo-normie, like an actual person who knows about normieism, and he's trying to, you know, I don't understand. Why is there a person like this that exists? Now I'm seeing that the brother's even becoming a bigger problem. Isn't the mother going to do anything about this? Isn't she?
I'm sorry. Like the mother would do anything. She might be an enabler type of person. Like, whatever flows, that she'll let go and not do anything. To me, that's just lazy parenting.
I'm sorry, but, man, I wish I could yell in this house right now. I gotta go outside. I just can't hold it in anymore. There is some unspeakable rage inside me right now. One moment. Okay. I'm gonna go to the garage. All right, because Lil Tay's mother is a bitch, okay? Lil Tay's mother is a fucking bitch, and I don't like her very much. I'm sorry, I just had to get that off my chest.
Hey, no problem, man. I do see why she's a bad parent, you know. This child
and the brother's even worse. The brother can go to fucking jail, too. He can go to fucking jail! I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's controlling and abusing that his sister of his, Lil Tay. It sounds like he's either a narcissist or a control freak. I mean,
yeah. What
gives him the right to do those things? I mean, normie thing is one thing. Like, he's not thinking outside the box or being creative. It's just, when he loses, I think if his father was the reason why he acts like this, then, man, he's got a lot of issues.
Yeah. I think they should both go to jail. I think, oh, man, that felt good letting that out. I'm sorry. I don't usually let out anger like that, but the brother and the mother should both go to prison. I think they're both normie trash fuckers they're mindless people. And they should just go to prison. I'm sorry. I got nothing else to say about them. I'm going to get back inside. I got to I got to get my other broadcast ready, too, because I'm sure this broadcast is almost done. So, again, if you guys know, I'll be reacting to Kara versus Buddy tonight at midnight. There will be a 15-minute break, and then I'll be reacting to Kara versus Buddy. I don't know if you're going to be there, Dr. Bristol, because maybe you'll want to hear with my reaction one of my reaction broadcasts for the first time. But and because the video itself – what?
Oh, sorry. I'm looking forward to that reaction.
Yeah. Since the video itself is going to be 17 to 18 minutes, I'll have time to explain who Buddy is. Because I know we were running out of time for the other broadcast, but God damn it. Ah, yikes. Yeah, I'm not going to scream in this household. I wish I could, though.
Yeah, and if I want, I think I might do the same thing where I'm at, but no. No, since a lot of people are my neighbors upstairs and next door, if I'm angry or pissed at something or somebody, then I can't just yell, not even outside. And that's a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but... Okay, I'm just trying to calm down here. So I guess we'll take a few calls. I mean, we have 4 minutes. We should do this. Let's do it down the line. Let's do some four, maybe 3 minute random vandalism, whatever. Whew. 973. What's up?
Oh, Eddie, after the movie, you go to the bedroom, and then you fuck little Daisy. Oops.
Fuck little Daisy. Are you trying to say? I don't know what you're trying to say. I was thinking you're trying to say little Tay, but that's wrong if you said that. Anonymous.
...is coming from Killer Keemstar, a hacked Keemstar, the famous DJ. They took over his SoundCloud and even Billboard.
...years a year or more, but it's whatever.
Whatever, who cares? Anonymous.
...creator named Krisky, saying that he was scammed by a creator named Sinno via Patreon. Apparently, Krisky...
Okay, whatever. Yes. Yes, whatever. Anonymous.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Ty here, and welcome back to Ty Blue News. Now today, guys, we have a pretty interesting...
Welcome back to Ty Blue News. Isn't it supposed to be called Ty Trends? Anonymous, what's up?
Offensive or overly douchey seems to be the standard for these types of videos.
Yeah, your videos are a bit douchey. I don't really care. You are somebody. I don't even know why you're talked about on here anymore. But anyways, I think we should end the broadcast, don't you think?
Yeah, it's pretty close to time that we end the broadcast. Yep.
Yeah. Anyways, I guess we should get to our closing statements. First off, I want to thank you guys for listening. Make sure to check out tonight's broadcast at midnight. We'll be doing that. And I'll hand it to Dr. B here. So, Dr. B, here you go.
All right. Thanks, King and Undead. And thank you for tuning in to tonight's episode of Dead Sea Radio. I want to thank everybody else for tuning in as well. Stay tuned for not only his reaction show in the next 15 minutes, also check out the previous archived episodes of the shows we've done on Dead Sea Network, and stay tuned for the next upcoming episodes of every show we produce here. So have a good night or have a good day, wherever you're at in the world, and we are out of here.